Welcome to Season 3, Episode 17 of Last Save Loaded. I am your host this week, this fortnight, this time around, whatever way you want to call it. I am Colm O'Sheridan, and joining me this week, this fortnight, weekly episode, bloody blah, is my friend Chirpy Justin. Good evening, good morning, and good day, Justin. How is it going?
It is going well, Mr. Colm. Mr. Colm, I hope you are having a good day too.
I am, yes, thanks very much.
Are you on break from college for Easter now?
No, we're in tomorrow. They just love to torture us.
Sending you in on Good Friday?
Yeah, I think I've got Good Friday off once before, and that was it. I've never actually had Good Friday off. The good thing is nobody be on the streets tomorrow, so, you know, I can walk in peace and quiet in the morning going into college. And the college will probably be empty apart from us few scragglers being made to come in. But there you go. I have communications at 9 o'clock. I hate coming in for 9 o'clock. I have to be in at 9 o'clock. I mean, God forbid, whenever I get a new job and I have to come in for 9 o'clock, I'm in. Holy Maloney. And then we have programming at 11, followed swiftly by maths. Oh, maths, the bane of my life. So that'll be my Good Friday. Good Friday, my ass it will be, I'm telling you. So, Justin, what have you been up to?
Well, Colm, the events of this week have been quite structurally important to my house. I have finally had my loft hatch fitted and my attic has been insulated.
Yay!
And 1,145 pounds for the benefit of it.
Must be bleeding money at this stage, Justin, are you?
No. That was two thirds of my big bonus gone.
All right.
But no, loft hatch has been fitted with a extendable ladder fitted to it as well, so it's all secured internally.
If you had Christmas decorations, you'd be putting them up there, wouldn't you? But you don't have, so you. What have you put up there so far?
Do you know what? Ruth's Christmas decorations have been in the back of my car for the last 4 months.
Wow, you must have a big boot, Justin.
Not really. I don't.
You've been driving around in there with Christmas decorations peeping out the back of your car. People must be going,
out.
What the hell is going on?
The boot is shut. Don't have much room to put anything other than, well, had I had such a thing, I could probably put a briefcase in there, and that was about it.
Well, I mean, yeah, okay.
My laptop bag fits in there when I go back to Swindon. Yes, I shall be emptying that and chucking the stuff back up into the attic, now that I have an access hatch that's larger than the average size monitor.
Okay, so when did you get the hatch finished?
Finished today, as it happens.
All right, okay.
The reason I say it like that is because it was all booked in for Tuesday.
Hmm.
And the knock came at the door. I went downstairs and they said, oh, good, you're in. Yeah, okay. Right, we've got to start off with the bad news. We've broken your loft hatch.
Well, that's nice for them.
And I was like,
how did you manage that?
He said it's a UPVC hatch and it broke whilst we were bringing everything over, so yay.
So clumsy, sort of went, clogs.
Okay, so you're gonna do all the insulation, put the loft ladder up, and then I'll just have a hole in my attic for the next couple of days. He went, well, it should be on Thursday, and yeah, we'll just come back then and finish the job. They didn't actually leave me with much of a hatch because a hole in the hatch, because they put like a temporary cover over it to keep me going. But then, yeah, I was on a call with my colleagues today when they turned up. So I was like, oh, I've got to go. Let them work away. And then he said, okay, I'll show you how to pull down your ladder, and then we've got a little hook to pull it down with. And then he said, okay, and then just push it back up. And I was going, I don't know if I'm not strong enough to do this, but it's not going very far. And so he had another look, and he went, right, it's obviously catching somewhere. We'll take the ladder off. We'll have to put some, like, a bit of wood in there to lift it a little bit, and then we'll do that as well. That's all part of it. So just as well I had a go, because they had more work to do.
And now it swings up nice and smooth, does it, and swings back down again.
Ruth came over to have a look, and, you know, now that she was able to poke her head up into the attic and have a good look round, and... yeah, there's, you know, 30 centimetres of insulation in all directions.
So is there plywood on?
Not yet. That's our next task, is to get the way I think of it, have some little feet that are going to go on the rafters to then put boards across the rafters, so then we can start storing stuff up there. And then once we can do that, stuff like that Christmas tree from the back of my house, back of my car, that can go up there. But for the meantime, I can start throwing up empty boxes. You know, get them out of the way and start reclaiming some of the room.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, it's been a good week. The only other things I've done in the last few days of Newt, you'll be pleased to know that my Blood Bowl League that I was in at the moment, that has now finished. I had the match for the Wooden Spoon on Thursday, and I was only going to secure the Wooden Spoon if I lost the game. So I started in good form by going 1-0 down. But unfortunately, I wasn't going to tank just for the sake of it. I managed to win 2-1, but I should have earned myself a trophy or two in the process, because I knew there was a trophy for the most amount of fouls in the season. So in a 16-turn game, I fouled 16 times. On its own wasn't that funny, but when my opponent went, right, well, since you're doing it, I'll have a go, and on his second attempt he got sent off. And I didn't. So I should have the trophy for most fouls. There's also one for the most developed player, like the most amount of skills added to a player in a season. And I was tied going into the match with someone else that was playing last night.
Right.
And I got one casualty with him to give him some points. But then when it was clear that I'd pretty much won the game, because my opponent was just didn't have enough players to stop me scoring again, yeah, I ran my ogre right up the pitch and spent 3 turns trying to pass him the ball so that he could score. And he did. So that should have got me the trophy for most experienced player in the league as well.
Yes.
Yes.
Nice one.
And I'm not planning to retire the team. Next league we start, I'm going to hopefully be able to use it again, and it'll just mean everyone gets lots of free cash against me when we play, because I'll have an expensive team and they won't. And the elf team I started painting on a stream years ago, like 18 years ago. Yes, I finally finished painting it.
That's wonderful, Justin.
That's taken a long time.
Wonderful.
I don't know how I managed to do one figure in like 2.5 hours, but I had a further 14 figures to do. And I was just doing a little bit here and there, and trying to give myself get the momentum to actually finish them so I could put them away. Hopefully they will be used for a tournament in May. Well, half cool. Of them anyway.
So sweet.
That's pretty much all that's happened to me. But you said tomorrow you're having maths and you don't like maths, but you need to be studying the maths column.
I do, Justin, because I have my maths exam on the 10th of May. Penciled in, as they say, so lots of revision now. I have done my skills demos, assignments 1 and 2, so as it stands, I have reached pass level for maths anyway. So I'm going into this maths exam to get a merit or a distinction, which, you know, I'd be impressed with myself if I managed to do that, because, you know, maths is not my strong point, as is speaking English properly either. But there you go. I've managed to cope with it with them for the last 55 years. So, yeah, we wait and see. So that's basically it at the moment. We've also got a new teacher for the other one that got sacked last December. So we've got a... yeah, finally, he's not a new teacher. He works in the college already. So he was teaching us operating systems last Monday, to which I sent him on all the documentation I've done so far on that, which included 5 exercises and 1 skills demo. So, yeah, I'm chugging along through that nicely. And hopefully in the next week or two, we'll get work experience course going. And then virtualization, that's the one. Visualization and virtualization are not the same thing. It's in the name, obviously. And so, yes, and I did mention about the little trip over to the across the Irish Sea.
Yes.
To Sandra, and she said, yeah, we'll go for it. As long as you get me smokes and that, and whiskey for my daddy, I'm sure I'll be getting orders to get them in or whatever.
From duty free? Do you honestly expect it to be cheaper over here?
No, but duty free is when I was coming back from England last year, it was cheap enough, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm hoping that you're not in the EU anymore, I can get duty free now.
So you'll be bonus. You'll be flying over with an empty suitcase because you'll just wear two sets of clothing on the one trip.
And, of course.
As soon as you get here, take off the top layer. Right, that's for my return journey, and my suitcase can get filled up at the supermarket.
Yeah,
yes, it is all for personal consumption, Mr. Customs Officer.
No, I'll get the actual stuff in the duty-free itself, and then you can tell them to hold it for you when you're coming back in then. As long as I remember to come back.
You'll remember to come back, don't worry.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be going, God, I can't get away from him.
So I'm not sure what's a good time for you, but after the maths exam, I'm sure and the 20th of May is the christening, so I won't be able to go then. And then the week after that, Rachel's gone away for a few days.
How about this, Colin? It's my birthday in June, and I have my day off for my birthday. So depending on if you're allowed midweek or if we're talking weekend, then, you know, how about doing something around then?
Yes, that would be nice, yeah. That means I have to bring a present over for you.
No, you don't. Your presence alone is enough of a present.
No, I'd probably be coming Friday and going home Sunday night or Monday morning or whatever, I'd say. I'd say that would be more like it, because I can't miss any more college because they'll have a fit.
Yeah, because you're already in trouble for not going in, aren't you?
Yeah, sort of. Well, I say trouble, they'd have a little word with you in your ear, like, you know. And see, I went to the dentist during the week as well for a checkup, as I know you did, went for a dental appointment.
Yes.
And so I had to take work from home that day. So I'm hoping they didn't count me absent because I did some work at home. So, yeah. Rules have to change. The rules are changing from 3 years ago to send you to stay indoors to now they're telling all the old people, get out and enjoy yourself again. Yeah, right.
Well, you said about the dentist. So my dentist appointment, I sat in the chair and she went, okay, filling, hole, filling, 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 hole, filling, as in tooth extracted, sorry. So yeah, extraction, filling, filling. All your front ones are there. Extraction, filling, filling, extraction. Yeah, so I must have been in the chair for approximately 3 minutes while she said that, and then she went, okay, all your fillings are all fine. They're all nice and secure. We'll see you in 6 months.
All right.
So pay £30 to just be told, yeah, your teeth are still a mess.
She didn't clean them, no?
No, I had to book a hygienist appointment for that.
It's a load of crap, isn't it?
Yeah.
I got a cleaning anyway. 15 quid.
And I also, on Friday, had some blood tests.
Yes. When did you get the results for that?
Well, funnily enough, I got sent a text that says, Justin, this is from the NHS, and it literally said, Justin, your vitamin D levels are quite low, so we've arranged for a prescription to be sent to the pharmacy.
Hmm.
And I was like, what pharmacy?
Clue.
Apparently a prescription's gone for me, and she went, well, where? I don't know. So a day goes by, I pop into the doctor's, And I sort of showed them the text, and they said, well, it'll be at your pharmacy. I was like, I don't have a pharmacy. I moved here last year. I haven't been sick.
They're probably giving it to down to the Swindon one.
No. She said, no? She said, oh, it's the one in this road. You must have registered that as your pharmacy when you signed up with us. I was like, well, I don't remember that because I've never been in that shop. But okay. So
yes.
I still haven't been to pick it up, but I phoned up to find out what it was tonight. And yes, lots of like a 6-week course of vitamin D.
Well, you're lacking sun, isn't it?
Well, apparently so. I said to Ruth that I sit next to
the country we live in, for feck's sakes. And,
yeah, Ruth said sitting next to the window with no curtains doesn't actually get you the vitamin D.
No, but it's good, worth a try. No curtains because you don't like curtains, or just haven't hung them up yet?
We haven't got that far in this room.
I'd like to know if you'd be doing the room up before I get over there, or am I just going to be plonked on the couch?
No, you won't be sleeping.
The vagrant.
You won't be sleeping in the office.
Oh.
There isn't even a bed in here. I mean, God, I'm not that mean. Stick you on the floor. No. No, you will...
I'm sleeping in the pink room, am I?
No, I would sleep in the pink room. Funnily enough, so my friends...
You're giving me your bed?
Yes. My friends are coming down tonight because we're going to Star Wars Celebration tomorrow. And
but I thought you were going... Your friends going with you as well as...
Yes.
As well as
Ruth and her daughter. Ah, yeah. That's right. Yeah,
okay.
So... We sort of said, okay, well, they're going to be staying in my room, so I'll stay in Ruth's daughter's room. And anyway, she disappears. She comes back 5 minutes later and went, I've left a list. You're not allowed to break the list. And if you do, you're going to get banned from sleeping in my room. And Ruth just went, yeah, but it's Justin's house. So, really, it's Justin's room. And I was like, no, don't worry about it. So Ruth and I went and had a look at the list, and it basically says, like, if you throw the bed sheets on the floor, pick them back up again. Like, yeah, it's stuff great. Like that. If you need a teddy in the night, then use one of these ones.
Oh, just a selection. You could only use a selection
I'm
of
not
teddies,
allowed to use one of her teddies, yeah.
All right. Brilliant.
Yeah. So that was great.
Ah.
Yeah. Oh, and I've got to have a 24-hour heart monitor fitted.
Yes.
I've got an appointment for the 24th of May. They phoned me and they said, yeah, you were supposed to have an appointment to have it fitted and then an appointment the next day to take it off. Yeah, can you not just do that yourself and bring it in? I was like, yeah, I'm sure I can work out how to rip a few wires off.
Yeah.
Yeah, so one of my appointments has been cancelled. Free up NHS waiting lists.
Good lad. Okay.
So, all right. Anything else? Yeah, so we're talking around the 10th of June then, that sort of time, yeah?
Yeah. That'd be nice.
I will ask if I can have a couple more days around my birthday and so that I can have a long weekend to make sure I get you back to the airport and such.
Oh. Well, I could go Sunday evening, I suppose.
You go when it's convenient.
When I'm allowed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that, yeah. Okay. I shall get working on that.
Don't forget to get, like, the old...
wheelchair accessibility.
I was going to say, don't forget to get your travel insurance.
Oh, yes, that thing. Yeah, okay. I'll try my best, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm sure when I tell Ruth this a bit later that we're talking about you seriously coming over, she'll be made up.
Good. Excellent. Lovely. Okay, so let's see. Justin, what was your last save loaded in the chronological order?
You're going to be impressed with me today, Colin.
I certainly am.
Because my list is in the chronological order.
Yes! It's perfect! This is the perfect episode of Last Save Loaded. Finally! After nearly 10 years, we're getting it right. Go for it.
So, sadly, my last mine's save not. Loaded. I'm not entirely sure this is what it's called. Hang on one second. Let me just go onto that.
Is this the free
this
to play
is the free one.
One,
yes, that's just come out.
Where you make up your own levels and stuff.
I'm just gonna change this. Oh, come on. There we go. So, my last save loaded column is Meet Your Maker.
Yes, I've heard about this.
And this is a... I suppose you'd call it cross-platform. Well, no, it is cross-platform. Game that is about raiding and building. In the sense of you... It's one of these dystopian futures, you know, humanity's collapsed. And we now have... robots and whatnot, or rather synthetic life forms, cyborgs and the like. And there's a limited amount of, I think they call it genetic matter, genmat. And each outpost in the game has this little robot that goes to a store of it and then fills up with it. It's like a little cargo box on legs. And then it deposits it in a mast where someone will basically recover it and take it away. And people have to raid your outpost to try and recover your gen mat. So they find their way to the heart of the maze that you build and recover this vial, this orange vial, and then try and get out. Which sounds easy enough, but... there's cyborgs. You set cyborgs to patrol, and they can be ones that can shoot at you, or they can charge at you with big swords. And that in it by itself isn't difficult enough. So you arm the place with spikes coming up out the ceiling, or you know, bolts being shot out the wall, flame turrets, and you try and effectively kill the people that are. It's a tower defense, effectively, but tower in the sense of, rather than building lots of towers to defend, the person infiltrates the tower and you are defending them against them infiltrating. And you can go in and watch the replays of people's attempts to get through your outpost, so you can see where they're not getting attacked, and then sort of move the traps around a bit. And or you can just be one of the people that goes on an attempt to steal the gem mat from other people's. And so you just load up and you go and take a couple of weapons and a grappling hook and try to not get killed by their traps.
Now, are these maps generated by other people, or are they generated by the game?
I guess there must be some... in there, at least initially, that were generated by the game. Because certainly in the tutorial bits, it's all like, you know, go here, place this here and stuff. But once you get into the game proper, and it says, here's the landscape, and you can select from one of these, like, five outposts to raid, it does say the creator against it, and it'll show, like, a PS logo if they're on PlayStation, or it'll show, like, a keyboard if they're from PC.
I heard it's one hit, you're dead, is it?
That's correct. Do get, you have a half a second sixth sense alert. So let's say you go over a block and there's a spike that's about to erupt out the floor. You'll see a red line suddenly flash up at the bottom of the screen, and you can potentially get out of the way before the spikes come up and kill you. Or you can just go around, not trust anything, and smash all the surfaces and try and break all the traps.
All right, okay.
And if you're raiding, you do get points for destroying traps, shooting the cyborgs that are there to defend it. And it's one that I can't see it being particularly difficult to like get a platinum in, apart from the fact that it's a time investment.
Yeah.
But it all depends on how good you are building your own outposts, really. You can spend hours doing it, and the further you go into the game, the bigger they allow you to make them. And some of the ones you see people have made are just ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So you can go in and make your own map then and upload it, can you?
Yes. Yeah, you effectively make the outpost go live, and it's online for, let's say, like 12 hours. And then when you go back on after the 12 hours, it gives you points for all the people you've killed. And depending on how you've set it up, if people have captured your gem mat and got out, then like you might lose some points as a result of that. But on a beginner level, you can just say, no, I don't lose any points, and I only gain points for people attempting it and dying. When you go to raid, there's three like difficulty tiers, so presumably that's linked on how easy or hard it is to actually raid it in the first place.
Are you enjoying it?
Well, I've only really had like a couple of hours on it just to sort of go through the tutorial and build my own base and such, but I can see it being one I would dip into here and there. It's not co-op, does it?
Okay.
It has a co-op for two people, because there's trophies for raiding in co-op, sending your co-op friend to your outpost, and reviving them as well. So presumably if one of you dies in co-op, the other one can pick them back up.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
But you're not like limited to the amount of lives when you try and do a raid on someone else's outpost. I had one person have a go at mine, and they died 14 times before they finally got to the centre and got back out.
Right.
But you can also set traps to only appear after the core's been taken.
Yeah.
So they might like take their time finding their way in.
Yeah, yeah.
And you might then have traps that appear when they're going back out on the same
path. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sneaky.
Yeah. And some of them are very clever. Some people put a lot of effort into it. So there might be a monster lurking on a ledge, and you can hear it's there. And as you sort of pop up to see it, you might then get shot by a trap that's designed to shoot spikes across it if you cross its path.
Yeah, yeah.
So they can, like, bait you like that.
Oh, right.
But, yeah, it's how much time you have to get stuck into it. Some people are really into the building, and some people... I had one person who took 14 attempts to get through it, and they spent a good 16 minutes raiding. And one person did my first outpost in 37 seconds and didn't die. So,
wow.
There's definitely some good people in there.
So they mustn't be very big maps then, are they?
It depends how...
Is it more level based, or you're going up and down rather than going further afield?
It's all enclosed. But if you think of your outpost being a warehouse, to begin with, you get a small warehouse, and then you can buy a medium-sized one, and then you can buy a large one, and they go down in the floor and they go up in the air, depending on how you structure it.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that's that. Currently free on PlayStation Plus for everyone. House Plus. It's on the Essentials tier. Next is Civilization 6.
Oh, okay. So you're playing this on PC?
No, I'm playing this on the PlayStation as well. Apparently on the PC, it's only a couple of quid. And it was only, I think, $4.99 on PlayStation with the current 75% off sale. So
nice.
I've eyed it up for a while, and I thought, it's Fiverr. I'll get it. So I did. And... Ruth's there going, you're going to platinum this game, aren't you? It's the sort of game you're going to get stuck in.
About. Yeah, it is.
And I was like, well, you know, historically on PC, I've played Civ 1 a lot back when in the 90s when I was at school. If I had a day off, I'd come online onto the PC at about 9 o'clock in the morning, and basically I'd play the entire day till 5 o'clock when my parents got home.
Yeah.
And I just about finish the whole campaign, like from 10,000 BC to distant future kind of thing.
Wow.
And that would be something I'd do quite often. So I had that. Then Civ 2 I got. I had Civ 3. I'm sure I had Civ 4. I never got 5, but on the PS3 I did have Civilization Revolution, which is similar to 5 anyway. And it was the one that they kind of changed the control scheme to make it more console friendly. So it's actually interesting having Sean Bean be the person who like reads all the quotes, and every time you build a world wonder, he tells you about it, and every time you research some technology, there's like a quote from Sun Tzu or something like that, and it'd be read by Sean Bean.
Yeah,
it's a bit surreal because you kind of, as Ruth said, for someone with such a distinctive accent, you'd be surprised to have him doing that. It's a long game.
Well, Civ, yeah. What do you expect?
I put it on on quick start just to get going. I didn't set it on easiest difficulty or anything like that. And you know, I've I think I'm four or five hours in. It's clear I'm not going to win because other civilizations have got massive map dominance and are far more technologically advanced. So I'm at that point where I go, well, I clearly can't win. Do I keep going until I reach end game or someone else wins the game? Or do I just go, sack it off, start again, and put it on maybe an easier difficulty where I can steamroll the opposition?
Yeah.
And that's probably what I'll do.
Good.
Next on my list is Chicken Police, Paint It Red. This is the visual novel one where you have the anthropomorphic people.
Yes.
So they're all humans, but with like animal heads and tails and stuff. Yes. It's a bit weird, but it's when they're talking, you have some very comical poses done by the by the characters.
Yeah.
It does make me laugh. I'm now on to chapter 4 of, I believe, 4, so hopefully not too much left. I was in with a shout of going for the platinum, and then I realised when I got to chapter 3, I needed to die a number of times at one specific point, and I haven't done it. Which would mean, for me to try and do it, I'd have to, you know, go back and suck.
There's no chapter select, no?
I don't know, but either way, it's nearly finished. And then, speaking of things that are finished, I did finish Marvel's The Avengers, just in time for them to release their patch where they went, hey, you can have all of the DLC and all of the cosmetic items we've sold in the past for free, because we are no longer supporting the game. So I finished the main campaign through that. I haven't played any of the other 4 campaigns that are in it, and I don't really feel like doing it.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I enjoyed playing as one or two of the characters, but like playing as Iron Man, I found the flying was really difficult, and I much preferred playing as Hulk or as Ms. Marvel. Yeah, there we go. So, Colin, what was your last save loaded?
In the chronological order, it's probably Tales of Arise, which is last on my list, because I'm not like Justin, I didn't get it right again. And I'm playing this on my Steam Deck, and this game, I wouldn't be a big Tales fan like Root is. Like, she's a Tales fan.
She's played a few, yeah.
Yeah, she's played a few. I have tried a few and didn't really follow them through, but I have to say, this game, I'm really enjoying it, and it's aesthetically looks gorgeous. It's sort of got a Breath of the Wild look off it, but much nicer look about it, and it plays really well on the Steam Deck. And I got to the first boss. Basically, you're enslaved by these mechanic mechs, or whatever you like to call them, robots, whatever. They've enslaved the humans, and you basically break out free from them, and then I've basically gone and killed the first boss. Now, this boss reminded me of something like out of Elden Ring, because by God, did he take a long time to die. So much so that I kept dying over and over again. I went, this feels very Elden Ringish to me. So I put it down to easy and still died. Still died, but I persisted and I killed him. So yes, really good game. Really lovely, beautiful game. And characters, very good characters in it so far. I've only got 2 people in my party at the moment. I'm assuming I'll have more people.
I can tell you that you'll have more people, because Ruth is obviously a bit further in than you, and she has 4 people in her party currently.
Nice. Okay, cool.
But she also is occasionally stumbling across areas and then finding out that there's a very hard boss that's going to wipe the floor with him.
Yeah. So I'd imagine there's a lot of grinding to do in this game. So even in the first area, I've been grinding quite a lot. So the battle mechanics are quite good. It's not turn-based, it's more hack and slash. But then you can also instruct your party to help you out when their meter builds up, and then you've got special moves yourself. When you press the up button on the D-pad, and you press the left button for one of your party to do their thing. So yeah, it's very sleek. So the other game I played was The Dredge, which is this fishing simulator that's just come out recently. And it's you're basically just a fisherman who ends up on this in this village who's been stranded, and basically the Lord Mayor gives you a boat to go fishing in, and you can only go fishing until 6 o'clock, and then 6 o'clock you basically go over, you see a little pool, bubbles in the water, you stop over that, you press the A button to lower your hooks, and you reel in the fish by pressing A button at the precise time. It will reel them in quicker. So if you go past 6 o'clock, but there's a little eye in the top of the screen that starts looking fairly suspicious looking, and then it starts to get stressed out, and then you start to have a mental breakdown. So I haven't actually managed to stay out after six at the moment. Of course, there's other, you have to upgrade your boat to get better, fishing rods, and there's, you salvage stuff from the sea and all that stuff. And then there's other islands you can travel to and do side quests for them people. And yeah, I kind of like it. It's got a good, I'm only playing that on the PC, but I'm enjoying it so far. And then two games I finished, Days Gone. I finished got to the credits. Great game, I loved it. Of course, I had it on PS5 for God only how many years. But Carlos is enjoying it on the PS5 now. So I'll probably take my PS5 back next Friday week. Anyway, so I'm also playing. I also finished Plague's Tale Requiem, which I played the first game in the series, Innocence. So I felt the mechanics in this were, in one way they had improved a lot, and in other ways they became a bit more tedious. Like there's a certain section in it where, every time I died I'd have to redo the section where there's lots of enemies coming at you and you have to, avoid, dodge them at a certain click of the button and all this stuff. So yeah, but overall it looks gorgeous, and the story was probably a bit predictable, but still good. I'm not sure where they're going to go with the series after this, but I'm sure they'll think of something. And then I played some Sea of Thieves with Knackerback last week. I had I plugged in a microphone into my controller this time, and it was still crackling, but less so, according to Root. And so that was a bit of fun. And I'm still playing Animal Crossing and Shining Resonance Refrain on the Switch. So yeah, plenty of stuff going on at the moment. I'm still paying off my second room. Another 200 bells to pay off that Robin Gitt. The shop has been upgraded again, so that's getting bigger. I still haven't got my slingshot too, so I can shoot down the parcels floating over my head. And of course it's April now, so I got a few more new fish and new fossils and stuff like that. So it's just a chill game, and it's lovely. My time has gone reset now because I've gone through that many switches in the last 2 years that, doesn't bear thinking about. And yeah, so that's it. Oh, I went into town today and I bought something sensible for a change. Sandra was really impressed with me. I bought myself a hoodie.
Oh.
And some aftershave.
Right.
There you go. I'm all grown up, Justin.
Yeah.
Yes, finally. So, yeah, so that's it. So, Twitter comments, Justin, you want to read them out because you put them in, so you can read them out.
Well, we had from Ian Bitdead at Bitdead77. who simply says, another fantastic show at Last Save Loaded, as he was listening to the last week's show.
Excellent.
And from last week, Complete Xbox Dave at Knackered Back says, looking forward to climbing back into a sloop with the awesome at Multiplat Man from at Last Save Loaded for a good old chin wag and some pirating. Join us from 7:30 GMT, twitch.tv/CompleteXbox something.
Yeah, to which I replied, I'll have an early night, so I'll be fresh and ready for sea tomorrow morning. Excellent.
And question of the fortnight was composed by Colm after my abysmal question the other week that got hardly any responses. So, Colm wrote.
Still didn't get many. Still didn't get many.
Well, I am noticing fewer and fewer people using Twitter these days. I saw at least one person who left this week, left Twitter saying, something happened. And when I clicked on their name, it said this tweet is from a deleted account. And then it deleted the tweet out of my feed. But now that they've done the whole, you can pay for a blue tick and the legacy accounts blue tick, it just says they may have paid for it or they might be important. It's like, yeah, that's a bit of a cop-out. Anyway, Colm and Justin are recording on Thursday. Our question of the fortnight is, first quarter of 2023 is finished. What games have you enjoyed the most so far this year? What games are you looking forward to in the next quarter? Now, would you like to answer first, Colm?
Yeah, Trillion.
No. Would you like to answer first?
Oh, sorry. Well, obviously, Elden Ring for me, it's been, the highlight of my last 3 months or so. Definitely highlight for me. I certainly spent a lot more time on Elden Ring than I have on probably even Skyrim, I'd imagine. I'm also enjoying Hogwarts, but I haven't got to play much of it because I gave my PS5 away. So I'm not really... What would I be looking forward to? Nothing really at the moment that I can think of, apart from maybe Resident Evil 4, but seeing that I can't get too scared to even try Resident Evil 2 remake, which I have on Xbox, I can't see myself ever getting to play Resident Evil 4, even though technically Resident Evil 4 did not scare me as much as Resident Evil 2 did, even though Resident Evil 4 is supposed to be a better game, but I don't, scare-wise, I don't think it is, but anyway. So, yeah, Elden Ring for me, I suppose. What about yourself, Justin?
I'm just looking at what I've played this year, and I would say for me, it's been the co-op games with Ruth that I've enjoyed the most, like Kiwi and Death Squared. I've enjoyed playing those.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and obviously golf with your friends, with you, Colm, and
Ruth. Yeah.
I would say everybody's golf, but Ruth's much better than me. Yes, I enjoyed everybody's golf.
Anything you're looking forward to, Justin?
Well, next month, Colm. This month, Jedi Survivor.
Oh, yes, you would be, yes.
Yes, the next
Star Wars. I still have to play that one.
Well, you still have that one to play because you haven't started it.
So you're going to get that day one, or are you going to wait for a week or two after it's launched and see it go down in price when everybody goes, shit?
I may well wait for it to go down in price, especially when supposedly it's on offer for £15 off and it's still £55. So it's like, that's a little bit too much.
Yeah, 70 is the new 50, apparently. Even the new Zelda game is recommended retail of €70.
But you can get it free if you buy a new Zelda Switch.
No, I don't think the game comes with them special editions anymore.
Oh.
It used to. because I was eyeing up the old Splatoon 3 Switch there. Well, I wasn't eyeing it up, I was looking at it. New Zelda, the Splatoon 3 Switch OLED, and yeah, it doesn't come with a game. They dropped that one pretty quick, I'll tell you. Back in the day, like, if you got a Wii or a Wii U, you know, there was a Splatoon, there was games in there if you got a special edition Splatoon 1 Wii U. But no, not anymore. They don't need to, because they're selling like hotcakes.
And that's for people that obviously like cakes that are hot.
Oh, well, of course. Hot cross buns. Now, they're not cakes, but they're buns.
No, hot cross buns are not nice.
I love hot cross buns. It's my body doesn't like them. I love them. Repeat on me something terrible.
Repeat on me. So, yes, you feel free to jump in with the answers from the public, from the listener base.
Trillion at Penguin in Humans Clothing at Bouncy Cynic. Now, I'll put them in order this time, Justin.
Yeah.
Arkham Asylum. I'm ashamed it took me so long to get to it. Never be ashamed. Tales of Arise is everything I'd hoped. Realise I didn't answer the latter part. This was in another tweet. I've got Sakura Wars.
Sakura Wars.
Trials of Cold Steel 2 and Xenoblade Chronicles lined up. Smiley face with tears of joy. Well, that should keep you busy for at least 2 years.
Yes, Xenoblade Chronicles 3 is here in my house. Xenoblade Chronicles 2 Torna of whatever it is, the like side prequel type thing, has also been bought, but we don't actually own Xenoblade Chronicles 2 yet. So
is that not the one that came with Xenoblade Chronicles 2 and the expansion? No, I thought you said it did.
No, it said it came with a code for Xenoblade Chronicles 2 that then said you don't own this game, which then when we realised that it was a different game.
Oh, all right.
Yes, I also...
€70 in Smelly Shop, it is. Xenoblade Chronicles 2.
I wouldn't be surprised. I also picked up for about £30 Mario Odyssey, but I haven't started playing that yet.
Nice, that's a great game. I love that game.
Well, have you been to see the movie yet?
Not yet, no. Have you?
No, I have not.
No.
No, I also...
Apparently it's not bad.
I also want to go and see John Wick, but because I've not seen that yet. But it's a lot.
Well, my son
lot
went to see it, and he said it was great, and my son's going to see Dungeons & Dragons tonight.
Ah, well, yes, I saw that a couple of weeks ago. I enjoyed it. Paul W at just_wandering_. The game I have enjoyed the most is Ghostwire Tokyo. Excellent first-person shooter. The game held my attention long enough for me to complete the game. There is a big update coming to the game in mid-April. Looking forward to The New Zelda, Star Wars, Dead Island 2, Diablo 4, and others.
Well, that's plenty to choose from. Yes, Dead Island 2 is coming at the end of this month, I believe, and... after many, many years of delays and never happenings. But I'm sure it'll be mediocre at best.
Well, they got into a lot of trouble for their advertising campaign, didn't they? For
Yeah, many years ago.
Yes.
But sure, they had a great advertising campaign for the first one too, and it didn't live up to the hype either, but no. There you go. I did enjoy it, Dead Island 1. And the offshoot of, not Dead Island 2, but Dead Island 1 Part 2, maybe. Dave at Yellowbug, 1969. For me, it's been Hogwarts Legacy and Marvel Midnight Suns. Yes, he has enjoyed his Marvel Midnight Suns.
Yeah.
A strategy game that I would never have thought would have been into.
I've not looked at it, but I've heard lots of people saying how engaging it is, and I've heard it suggested that it feels a bit XCOM-y, so I might enjoy that. But, you know, I'll wait for it to go free on PS Plus. K-Palm Death Eater at Stratham says, Hogwarts Legacy. Such a fun game and does the franchise justice. Can't wait for Diablo 4. The beta was fantastic.
I've heard mixed reviews about the beta for Diablo 4, but I'm sure we'll play it at some stage. Lee B at Manic 7 Muppet 8. Monster Hunter Rise was definitely a highlight of Q1 2023. Enjoyed a Diablo beta, Diablo 4 beta, but won't be in a rush to pick up the game. Dredge has crept up from the depths to make my quarter one closing highlight. Looking forward to Ghostwire Tokyo, Monster Hunter Rise, Sunbreak and Redfall. So man, I did actually manage to listen to some podcasts this week on my way into college. So I listened to Game Burst, 60 Minutes with Film Guff, Lapse Gamer Radio and Seal Podcast. And I also looked at Hear Us Out on YouTube. So yeah, I got back into podcasts again. And yourself, Jess?
I have not listened to any podcasts. I've been watching YouTube, the World Championships for Star Wars Armada tabletop game has been happening. The Adepticon event that I would have gone to, you know, 3-4 years ago.
Oh yes.
Pre-pandemic. Literally pre-pandemic. It was the week that the pandemic happened that caused it all to stop. You know, when the borders got closed and people from UK weren't allowed to fly to America.
Yes.
Yes. So I'm watching that. I've got a tournament coming up for Star Wars Armada, my first tournament. I'm going to do horribly badly because I've only played the game about 4 times. So, you know, that's
that. You never know. Just surprise yourself.
I do know. but it's my justification to pay sort of £10-15 to go and play for 6 hours on stuff I've spent money on. You know.
Exactly. Yeah. And of course, you've got the Star Wars thing coming up this weekend, so
yeah,
I'm sure you'll
it's gonna be
have
an
a blast.
Early start. We're going to be heading out by 7:30 in the morning to get down tonight.
Tonight.
Yeah, you know when you start saying something.
Where are you staying there? Or are you going down for the day and coming back?
No, we're going down for the day and then coming back in the evening.
And then go back down again tomorrow.
Just got the one ticket.
Saturday. All right. Okay. That should be fun.
I very much hope so, considering how expensive the tickets are.
Yeah, I'd say so, yes. I see Katie's going down as well.
Yeah, I don't know if she's there for the full week, but she said someone else got the tickets for her.
Yeah, cool. Well, if you bump into her, say hello. Tell her I said hello. So what will I be up to this weekend, apart from college? We're going down to see our granddaughter on Sunday. We'll have din-dins down there. And I believe Ryan's coming down too, but I'm not sure. And yes, that'll be it, probably. Play some games.
Yeah.
And book a flight to somewhere. Anyway. That's it, Justin. Anything to add before we go?
No. I am just looking forward to, you know, films coming out soon, things happening, hopefully catching up with friends of 10 years or whatever in a couple of weeks.
Who are they?
I don't know, but I got told here how long is Colm allowed to come for, and I said it was a weekend, and I got told make it a long one. I hope she's referring to it, make it a long weekend.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, we don't need to stay in the same bed this time.
No, we don't. No.
Oh dear.
Fun times. Okay, Justin, where can people find you?
They can find me on Twitter at Onya6. And if you want to tweet the Last Save Loaded podcast Twitter feed, it is at Last Save Loaded. You can email us lastsaveloaded@gmail.com.
And you can find me at MultiPlatMan on Twitter. That's basically it, really. I don't stream that much. I should stream it. I should stream a bit of Resident Evil sometime, but there you go. Who knows? I'm too busy doing my maths. Too busy. It's draining on the brain, you know. Maths is quite, you know, it's not your 2 and 2 plus 4, you know. It's more 10 and 20. 10 plus 20 is 30, you know, that type of thing. So, anyway.
Yeah, you've lost me, but I'll just go, yes.
Vortexes. I'm doing vortexes and differentiates and all that stuff, yeah. Higher level leaving cert, I believe, but there you go. Anyway, say goodnight, Justin.
Goodnight, Justin.
Good night. Hey, it's 6:30 and he's on time and filled in his show notes. Well done. Well done. Congratulations.
Howdy.
6:30 exactly. I am so happy. So impressed. Yes, good, good, good. How was things in Guacamole? Guacamole. Yeah, guacamole. Yeah.
I don't eat such a thing.
Well, I wouldn't blame you. It looks like shit. Anyway, so better cut that one out actually for the guacamole fans out there. How was things, Justin? You've had a hectic old week, haven't you?
Oh well, it's short week, month end, month start, back and forth to Swindon. Well, I say back and forth, down to Swindon for a day and then back. Getting super stressed because although we write to customers to say, I'm terminating your agreement with effect from the 31st of March, they don't then do anything about it. And then the first week of April, they go, why are you trying to charge me for a call? I've got a contract. And I go, yeah, but you don't though, because I terminated it.
Well, let's leave that for the podcast, Justin. I'm sure we don't want to, you know, have the outtakes of 3/4 of an hour long and the podcast itself only 10 minutes.
Oh, I'm not going to talk about that too much.
Oh, you're not? Okay.
It's not even in the, what I've been up to.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, well, I like to hear your grudges and stuff, you know. I like to hear Justin moaning, as they say.
Oh, I've been moaning all right.
Oh, you know, yes. So, shall we get this show on the road, as they say?
I'm just chucking in Twitter comment.
Oh, Twitter comment. Oh, lovely.
Mr. Bit Dad.
Yes, maybe you'd like to give me that password again, even though it seems I keep asking you for the last save loaded password time and time again. And, you know, every time you get a little bit more angrier every time I ask for it. So.
It's because you can't be trusted.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
We can change it to column rules if you want.
Column balls?
I mean, that's not what I said, but...
Oh, column rules. Oh, yeah. Okay, well, it's a lovely sunny evening here in Dublin. Don't know what it's like where you are.
It's nice and sunny here.
Lovely.
Yeah, I'm a bit warmer in the house than I have been recently, but that's part of the show notes.
Lovely.
And then that one. Yeah. That's there. Ruth didn't. Oh, you put it in there. Yeah, okay, you've done that.
I done that, yes, Justin. I did something right.
There you go. Yeah.
Smashing.
Done. Right. I am ready. Cup of tea is here and I had my PPP.
PPP?
Yeah, pre-podcast poo.
Oh, good, 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 good. TMI, Justin.
Last week I left Ruth's house to come back. Oh, last time I left Ruth's to come back for recording. And I just sent her a message saying, PPP, and she went, glad to hear it. And I went, do you know what that means? She went, yes, of course I do.
Excellent. Okay, yes. I shall count us down and try and get the introduction right for a change. Let's go. 3, 2, 1. Wow, Jesus, Justin, I'm sorry, but, you know, I'm impressed. Clap together as well. I mean, he's on time. He's clapped together. He's in a good mood. I mean, things are looking up. Anyway.
Yeah, and ironically, I clapped just after you said two, because I know the course, internet lag and the fact that you complain every
second. Anyway, let's not go any further and we have to have another clapping session. Okay, welcome to episode... Nope.